AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says he's working to tame inflation, but he's getting pushback from Republicans.
I believe in bipartisanship, but I have no illusions about this Republican Party, the MAGA Party. I've been able to bring some Republicans along on parts of my plan, but the fact is Republicans in Congress are still in the grip of the ultra-MAGA agenda.
Tennessee Republican Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger says the blame for inflation is at the White House.
The sad truth is that the President Biden's irresponsible and expensive policies, American families are paying more for so much less. And this summer, we're on track to experience the worst inflation in 40 years.
President Biden confirmed he will visit Saudi Arabia next month. While running for president, he pledged to make Saudi Arabia a pariah over its human rights record. This is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It's important to also emphasize that while we collaborate relationships, we are not looking to rupture relationships.
The stop in Saudi Arabia will include talks with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the de facto leader of the kingdom. U.S. intelligence officials determine he likely ordered the 2018 killing of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Tomorrow's scheduled hearing by the House committee investigating the Capitol riot has been postponed. The head of a congressional panel, South Carolina's Jim Clyburn, says the government failed to take basic steps at the beginning of the pandemic to prevent fraud in a federal aid program.
The Trump administration contributed to this problem by failing to put basic fraud controls in place to protect these vital relief programs and American taxpayers from fraud.
Majority Whip Steve Scalise says the Trump administration and Congress delivered much-needed relief to try to prevent the economy from crashing.
Congress acted multiple times in a bipartisan way to deliver much-needed relief as fast as we could.
This is AP News. Russians control 80% of a contested city in eastern Ukraine.
A Ukrainian official says Severodonetsk, the main focus of the war in the east, is not yet blocked off by Russian troops, even though they control about 80% of the city and have destroyed all three bridges leading out of it. The governor adds Ukrainian forces are still able to evacuate their wounded and community with their military. He acknowledges, though, that forces have been pushed out to the industrial outskirts of the city. Elsewhere, Ukraine says its air defense systems have shot down two Russian cruise missiles targeting the Odessa region in the south. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A landmark floating restaurant that fed Cantonese cuisine and seafood to Queen Elizabeth, Tom Cruise, and millions of other diners was towed from the Hong Kong harbor front after being closed by the pandemic. The jumbo floating restaurant couldn't find a new owner. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.